Paloma Faye.
Yay!
How are you doing? How is it? How is being back?
It's amazing. It's gone much. I don't know. I'm surprised and it's heartwarming and I'm so grateful to everyone.
You know, people are there for you and you've got a very rare talent, which has meant that actually you've done something that very, very few people have done, which is sell a lot of an album, come back, sell even more of that album, come back, sell even more of that album. People just don't do that.
Well, I do.
Tell us all about the new single then, Cry Baby.
Well, I wrote it because I decided that I wanted to write an album that was a bit more socially aware.
You wanted to go against, you didn't want to do love songs, is that right? You didn't want to, like, traditional.
I kept saying to everyone, I don't want to write love songs. And I just felt like mostly women artists only sing about stuff to do with men breaking their hearts or whatever. And I think there's way more to us than that.
Well, since we have last heard from you, of course, you have become a mum. So big congratulations on
that,
Paloma.
Congratulations.
And of course, some big news happening at the moment, the baby number 3 for Kate and Wills. Have you got any tips for them from motherhood yourself, bits of advice maybe that you'd pass
that
on?
They probably way more experienced than me. I'm just like a novice. No, I was actually recently in the park. It was quite funny, and I was watching this woman was pushing an older baby on the swings, and then she had like another baby, a younger one, sat on the grass, and it was like eating mud and leaves. And I just like said to her, excuse me, your baby's got some stuff in its mouth. And she went, oh, second child, whatever. She was like, you'll learn.
Oh, brilliant. So this will be Kate and Will's then. By the time it's baby number 3, their baby will be eating mud.
Mud and twigs.
Royal mud and royal twigs.
Yes, it'll only be the best, of course.
We understand that a lot of people in showbiz have terrible addictions. Yours is shopping at Zara online.
Oh, yes. I had to confess. I had to share with the world.
Do you feel cleansed now that you have confessed?
No, because I need help. It's just the app. It makes it so easy, and you've already registered your bank card, so you just tap, and then when it arrives, it feels like a present, and you're like, for me?
What?
You've done a lot of different things. Hip-hop dancer at one point?
Yeah, in clubs.
Would you be up for more dancing in your future? I don't know, in between albums or something, you just thought, I fancy some
go
glitter.
Go do backup dancing for somebody else.
Or, yeah, that would be a coup, wouldn't it? Or maybe just get on Strictly. Would you do that kind of stuff?
Oh, yes.
I don't know. I don't think I was ever that great at it. I ended up training as a dancer, and it was probably the biggest mistake of my life.
Oh, I'm so glad I brought that up. But you've done lots of acting, though. You've been a thief on the telly. You've been a Tinkerbell. You've been a schoolgirl. What's the dream role? What would be the one that you wouldn't have to think twice about? Working with who?
Tim Burton.
Oh, yes.
Definitely. Do you know what? I could totally see you in a Tim Burton movie.
Thank you so much for your time.
This.